We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Horowitz and Moriello. And his name isn't Mori. Because Horowitz says, I go, hey, is Graceffo with us tonight? He says, no, he's off on assignment in Kenya. And I go, who's there? And he goes, Moriello. And I'm thinking, did he not play the two guard for UConn? Did he? And then he goes, no, not Moriello. It's Tyler Moriello, who's from Connecticut. So I got that UConn thing. I was close to it. So thank you, Moriello. Thank you, Horowitz, who's one of the best in the business. NFL playoff finals from day one of that pro football tournament are in Indy. 1-5 start. They win 21-7 in Houston. Texans looked tight from the opening snap until the game was over. Indy looked confident, cool, and in control, and I love Frank Reich and what he's doing. They were 1-5. They're 10-1 in their last 11. And we came up with our huge question of the night before the broadcast. How do you bet against them right now in the AFC? And I know that sounds crazy. When you look at the Chargers, you look at the Ravens are running a college offense. Chiefs have a home field advantage. Oh, the Patriots are completely done. 11-5. Time to clean house. 11-5, 2 seed with a bye this weekend, and I don't believe in him. So basically, Brady will have to, at least if you go by seeds, progressing and advancing, he'll have to win against Mahomes in Kansas City. But I think the Colts are going to beat the Chiefs. So then, will it be the Ravens or the Chargers? Who go to New England. And a lot of people like the Chargers so far in our conversation, our first huge question of the night. Your huge opinion on who wins the AFC and the NFC. I like the Colts, and I want to say the Bears, but how do you go against the Saints in the Superdome? How do you go against that? You know, and I'm watching some of these young quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson in the playoffs, Mahomes in the playoffs. You know, even Goff is technically young and hasn't played well in a lot of big games. Russell Wilson, I thought, is experienced. I kind of like the Seahawks today in Dallas, but the Cowboys prevailed 24-22. Deshaun Watson can be classified as still young. Andrew Luck with experience. Nick Foles has that playoff confidence from winning the Super Bowl and beating Brady a year ago. Trubisky, again, another young QB. So who wins the AFC? Who wins the NFC? And then Antonio Brown and that drama. I mean, I'll tell you what, the Steelers, that should have been an all-season-long Hard Knocks on HBO. Le'Veon Bell, then you mix in Antonio Brown and you watch the Steelers implode. After they beat the Patriots in PA, I'm thinking the Steelers are going to win the AFC. Like most of us thought, if we roll it back, nobody saw Mahomes and his MVP season coming. A lot of us liked the Chargers, you know, the base of Gordon, Rivers, Bosa. But nobody saw the collapse of the Steelers. And I'm telling you, the way they played the Patriots, their defense was getting after. They had that old, terrible towel look to them. And then they became average. They looked uninspired. And you can smell when there's culture / chemistry issues. So now, you know, the reports out of KDKA in Pittsburgh that the Steelers will shop. Oh, weren't those the same reports with Le'Veon Bell? Why are they letting this drama off-season with Le'Veon Bell, in-season the previous year, in-season with, you know, Bell, you can say it's not a distraction, and Connor stepped up, and they were fine. But eventually, it wears on you, and it gets to you. So if they're going to trade Brown, and this is where the easy thing is, hey, you know what? We're going to listen to offers. And you're the Steelers. Will you sacrifice $21 million, whatever it is, on the books or salary cap money for the sake of principle and team chemistry? Or are you stuck? And we see a lot of teams stuck NBA, Major League Baseball, every pro sport except hockey. You never say like, oh, they're stuck with this contract. Maybe. You know, there are a few. So where do you think Antonio Brown plays in September of this year? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Horowitz, where do you think Antonio Brown plays? The jersey he's wearing NFL opening weekend.
I would say the Jets. I don't think they have a ton of cap room, and it's probably not the best idea for them, but it's such a Jets move out here in New York. They love to steal the back page. I don't think that Le'Veon Bell wants to play for them. So I could see them being able to absorb that. And what better weapon to have, albeit a head case, but what better weapon to have with Sam Darnold than Antonio Brown?
So what do the Jets have to give back to, because the Steelers are going to take a salary cap hit, so they're going to want something big in return. And I agree with you with Darnold. That's obvious that he would have a go-to guy for the next, you know, 5 years. I don't see the Steelers doing the AFC trade. I think it's over in the NFC. But if they do follow your path, and you guys are in New York City, what do the Jets give the Steelers back for the deal?
I could see them packaging a couple picks and getting creative, especially with their first-round pick, because they do hold the third overall. I don't see them giving them a third overall straight up for it, but maybe swapping their first-round picks where the Steelers end up at third overall and can address some needs of theirs, and the Jets throw in a couple, you know, twos or threes to sweeten the deal.
That's interesting. Now, you know, if they would, you know, flip on that three spot, and they got Darnold last year, and they follow up this year with Antonio Brown. Hey, Horowitz, call CBS Sports Radio Management, and you need your own show. You do. You need to step up. You need to fill in for me 1 week.
How about, I think you need to make that call. You pull a little more weight around.
I will. I'll go, you know what, you got to give Horowitz a shot. That guy's money. He's got humor. He's, you know, he's a New Yorker, but he's, well, as unbiased as a New Yorker can be when it comes to their favorite teams and the teams that they hate. But Horowitz needs a show. The H-Man. It could be the Saturday Night Huge Show followed by the H-Man on CBS Sports Radio. The H-Man. Man. That would be a beautiful thing. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'm telling you, man, the people behind the scenes in radio, they don't get a lot of love. But Horowitz, Tyler Morielli, is that correct, Horowitz?
Moriello.
See, I'm. You know what? The people behind the scenes don't get the respect. Because you don't remember their name.
You're not the first one.
You know what? I feel like their family, the people who helped the Saturday Night Huge Show at CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Horowitz, what's that guy's name who's helping tonight?
He's the best, though. We love him.
That would be like, you know. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we join the CBS Sports Radio dinner at the Waldorf as we pay tribute to the great people, the men and women behind the scenes at CBS Sports Radio. Bill Simonson here for the Saturday Night Huge Show. By the way, at Saturday Huge right now on your mobile devices on Twitter. I want to thank Horowitz, Graceffo, Hickey, Shep, and Monticello from behind the scenes.
Everyone's looking around.
Everyone's going, Monticello. He goes, wasn't that a president's home? Now he's from Connecticut. Mario Ranallo, he does the UFC fights. Thank you for helping behind the scenes. I was really going to have a touching moment about how good everybody is behind the scenes, and I'm here to help you, and bingo. Nada. Let's go to Justin in California. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
What a huge honor. I mean, I'm following Horowitz in Monte Carlo. This is like the best ever. I hear you talking quarterbacks. So what is your opinion of Darnold? Like, how does he rank?
Oh, I think he's a superstar. I think he's going to – can I say he'll have a Carson – saying that he'll have a Carson Palmer-like career, and it's not just because he's a former USC quarterback as well, but I like his leadership. I look at his first game in the NFL against the Lions on the road, a lot of expectations. Matt Patricia, you know, defensive coordinator. with the Patriots. And it wasn't so much what he did in the game. Is that I'm watching the game, looking at him, working the players, talking, being a leader. See, a leader I don't think is defined at the combine, at a pro day workout. Leadership is earned on that field, in the locker room, and also during practices and on the team plane.
And that's gotten stronger like throughout the whole season.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be an all-pro. A champion, they are the Jets, so I can't go
that's
that far.
The problem. So any opinion on who the head next to coach will be?
You know, that was Matt. Is it Matt Rhule's the latest, right, the Baylor coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this college trend, though. Well, Justin, I'm going to say this, that you're watching Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. Everybody likes to beat everybody to the punch or follow the leader in the NFL. And I think these college coaches and these college-style offenses, because all these kids are running these at high school and at most colleges, that's the next wave in the NFL. It is.
I would love that. We need energy, youth.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you.
Well, look at Mahomes. And thank you, Justin, listening out in California, an obvious transplant. Think about when you look at the offenses today in the National Football League, and you look at high school and colleges and what these kids are running and playing in, and you can still do the old school tough as nails defense. And I think Baltimore is doing that on the defensive side of the ball. And they're, you know, basically change course. And I know you get great defensive coordinators and everybody says eventually they can figure you out. This isn't going to be the Mouse Davis run and shoot era where you're throwing 90 times a game or everybody's moving. This is flat out what they're doing at the successful high schools and college programs. I was talking on my statewide show before the holiday break, and I'm looking at Jim Harbaugh in Michigan. He's been running that Stanford pro-style offense, and yeah, Michigan won 10 games. They got blown out by Florida. Saban adjusted, and look, you know, now the mobile quarterback, Tua, and you look at Hurts. Now, you know, Lawrence is more of a Peyton Manning type, and I think he'll be an awesome NFL QB for Clemson. He's a different breed, a different cat, quick release, can throw over the top with his height. But I think somewhere in the middle there, a lot of NFL teams are watching Lamar Jackson. They're looking at Mahomes. Now look at Mahomes in high school, college, right? Just Steph Curry with the football. Look at Lamar Jackson. You know they're going to be running. You can't stop them. This is the NFL. Everybody's supposed to figure you out. That's why I'm curious, though. The success of these young quarterbacks in the playoffs. If these young quarterbacks, Trubisky, Lamar Jackson, if you see Mahomes' role, you'll see teams follow suit. That's why, you know, and some coaches refuse, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do my own thing. It's kind of like what Gruden's doing right now, right? You had Carr, you had Cooper, you had Mac, but he wants to clean house. Matt Patricia comes in from New England with the Lions. He has a great receiving core. He has Matt Stafford, LeGarrette Blount, right? Drafts Kerryon Johnson from Auburn, who was one of the better rookie running backs before he got hurt. And you would think, I'm just going to, you know, drop the playbook on the former offensive coordinator, Jim Bob Cooter's desk, and we're going to run that offense. We're going to do what the Patriots did. Yeah, we don't have Brady. We don't have Gronk. We don't have Belichick, but we're going to do that. No, some coaches would. Other coaches, no, we're going to do it our way. I mean, look at Gruden. I said this last hour. You had your big three of Cooper, Khalil Mack, and Derek Carr. But no, John Gruden wants to make sure that every single player on that roster is drafted by him or signed by him. That's what he's doing. It's amazing how egos get in the way of success and how these owners let these coaches keep doing it. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. Horowitz and Tyler from Connecticut are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass. We'll have another. We have John on the updates, or did it switch, Horowitz?
Still John Fass.
John Fass, man. He's pulling the all-nighter. 14-hour. It's a marathon. It's the fast marathon that never moves slow. He'll have an update here in, what, less than 10 minutes. We also have our huge questions of the night. Dallas advances, rallies in the fourth quarter to beat Seattle 24-22. Colts are 10-1 in their last 11 games as they go on the road and win 21-7 in Houston. Who wins the AFC? Who wins the NFC? And then the Antonio Brown drama. Will he be a Steeler in September in their season opener? Or will he be in another NFL uniform? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Roger in Chicago listening on AM 670 The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Let's go to Corey in Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Cowboys, baby! Woo!
Thank you, Corey. And again, I advise everybody to don't drink and drive. That's a motto of CBS Sports Radio. Hey, if they didn't have Amari Cooper, would they even be still playing today? That's the Bears. I think the Bears still could have won the NFC North, but Khalil Mack is an over-the-top guy, and Cooper turned into an over-the-top guy for Dak Prescott. How many people are saying Dak Prescott was done? Oh, he doesn't have Dez Bryant. You know, and speaking of that, look at the Cowboys when they get a talented receiver. They took away the drama of Dez. And going back to our Antonio Brown point of where he'll play next year, is it a must to have a stud wide receiver? Or is it we know it's a must to have a great quarterback. You know, Mac's not the best quarterback in the land, but he ran for $148 for the Colts today in that win over the Texans. Let's go to Ronnie in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. He's not shut down. He's ready to throw down on the Saturday Night Huge Show. How you doing, Ronnie?
Good. Yous, how you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend.
Good. I'm currently not shut down, but I tell you, I just watched the Cowboys beat the Seahawks, and I do live in D.C., but I'm born and raised in New Orleans, so I'm a Saints fan, and I kind of like to get us to get a little revenge on the Cowboys and have them come play in the Superdome. But I do want to talk about Antonio Brown. You talk about people have been talking about where is he going to go next year. I personally don't think he can survive the drama that he's created for himself in Pittsburgh. I really don't. Ben Roethlisberger is the unquestioned leader of that team, without a doubt, and he has issues with the coach and Roethlisberger. I just think that he's going to end up somewhere now. Does he go to New York, as you indicated earlier? I think that's a possibility. But, I mean, Antonio Brown will also be 31 years old next year. I mean, unless if the Jets feel like they're ready to contend for the playoffs next year, I don't know if I see him going there. I think you have to look at a team that's ready to contend, or maybe he's the missing piece. I think if you put Antonio Brown on the Bears with a young quarterback for a couple of years, I think that's a game changer. I don't know if the Bears have the pieces to make that happen, a trade like that happen, but I just don't see him going somewhere where a team is multiple years away from contending, given that, yes, I mean, he's a dynamic playmaker. I saw him torch the Saints secondary for 11 catches and 185 yards and two touchdown passes or touchdown receptions. But I just don't know how many more years he has playing at game-changer level.
Well said, my friend. Thanks for listening in Washington, D.C. Let's travel up the East Coast to Boston. Mike, appreciate the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going? Happy New Year.
Yeah, back at you, bud.
Yeah, Patriots fan, I just kind of wanted to comment on how I want to see the Chargers. I've seen the Ravens in Foxborough. I know their fight. I know that their defense is legit. They've always been legit, especially against the Patriots. They're just there's been a rivalry the last few years, and I just don't trust an LA Chargers team coming to a cold Foxborough with pressure on the line. I just can't see Philip Rivers. I know he's been great this year. He really has, but against Tom Brady and against Belichick in Foxborough, it's kind of just a recipe for disaster, in my opinion. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. And I agree, because if you have Lamar Jackson and that newfound rushing read option attack with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. They love to eat clock, and they have an unbelievable defense in terms of attacking schemes, and that would be a plan that John Harbaugh would love to do against Brady. Burn clock, limit snaps that Brady can have on offense. Question is, can the Chargers win in Baltimore? I mean, Mayfield almost pulled it out. And on this show back in August, I told everybody, for our listeners on 92.3 FM in Cleveland, I said they'd be a playoff team. After watching the Hard Knocks, a couple of episodes on HBO, I said they're going to be a playoff team. Mayfield will end up starting, nothing against Tyrod Taylor, and they had enough young talent. Garrett and just a lot of action, a lot of guys moving. And I questioned, was Hugh Jackson the guy? Williams was fantastic. I'm not sold on the McCarthy thing. I'm not. He was the perfect fit in Green Bay. And I'm not sold on with the way they played, you know, I might ride it out for another year with Williams. I mean, if I own the Browns, that's what I would do. George in Los Angeles, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge, what's going on, brother? Good to see you, man. Nice conversation. Listen, Huge, I'm going with the Rams, and not just because I'm a homer, but it's the fact is that Gurley has been hurt, but now he's pretty well almost 100%. He's been hurt the last month, which showed in the Chicago game and the Philadelphia game. But I think the Rams are a completely different team, buddy, when Gurley is on point and healthy, because everything runs through him.
What do you think is the one thing that will keep the Rams from having a deep playoff run or reaching the Super Bowl?
If their defense doesn't show up, if their defense just plays just average at best, and the Rams run their team through Gurley like they normally do all season, I think they can beat anybody, Huge.
Thank you, George, out in Los Angeles, California. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge, how's it going?
How you doing, my friend?
Hey, so I kind of straddle the border between Browns country and Steelers country, so I have a lot of friends on both sides. The Browns fans are really ribbing me for just the way the Steelers collapsed down the stretch. And honestly, I think as much as it pains me to say this as a Steelers fan, and this is a complete indictment on the way the Steelers are running right now, I would not be shocked if the Browns are going to be crazy to say this now after what happened, you know, post 0-16 Browns, but it would shock me if they weren't the dominant force in the AFC North in the next 10 years, which leads me to the issue with the Steelers. And I think, first and foremost, it falls straightly on the shoulders of Mike Tomlin. But as the coach of the team, you know, he has all these tired cliches like the standard is the standard. And what standard? He allows his star running back to, you know, throw up temper tantrum and hold out and go jet skiing the Bahamas. He allows Antonio Brown to go off and do heaven knows what. He was on this Fox Masked Singer show this week. I mean, I know it's pre-recorded, but
oh, it's an awesome show. It's right, yeah. Up there with to me, it's up there with Breaking Bad and Ozarks.
Yeah, I swear, if they somehow corrupt Juju, who right now is one of the most likable and down-to-earth guys I know it's hard to say that for a professional athlete. But Ben, that's a big ego, that's doing the whole Brett Favre thing every year and year out. And Keith Butler, I don't know. I don't think he knows what the heck he's doing. Vickner's a Ben puppet. Just the team is just a colossal mess right now. And the problem is, I know the Steelers just are the team that just doesn't fire coaches because of the whole continuity's sake. You know, they've only had three coaches since 71. Actually, 69, essentially. But something has to change there, because it's essentially just become just a locker room full of cancer. And just, you know, it drives me nuts as a Steelers fan to just see this team with so much talent essentially be wasted.
Matt, I appreciate your huge opinion in Ohio. Thank you for listening. I don't mean to cut you off, but I have to get to an update here in a moment. One quick, huge opinion after yours. The Browns, Baker Mayfield's a winner, man. Like I said, nothing against Antonio Brown or Gurley or any running back's most important position in the NFL is a QB. And they have it with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. Should have been a playoff team this year. If you go through their schedule, they should have went from 0-16 to the playoffs. 0-16 to the playoffs. Lost in all the conversation, the unbelievable season for the Cleveland Browns. To the callers online, I promise your huge opinions here in a few moments. You want to join us live across North America, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Horowitz and Moriello are back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. John Fass with another update here in just about 18 minutes. Talking about day one of the NFL playoffs. Indy 21, Texans 7, Cowboys 24, Seattle 22. I've jumped on that Indy train, man. 10-1 in their last 11. I think they could do a Philly-like playoff run all the way through the Super Bowl. And that would be having to win, more than likely, at Arrowhead, where they'll be next week, and possibly in Foxborough against the Patriots. Who do you like to emerge from the AFC and also from the NFC? It was interesting at CBSSports.com. They ranked the playoff quarterbacks, and they put Mahomes at number one, and he has no postseason experience. Breeze at number two. Brady at number three. Okay. Yeah, he's 41. Yeah, he eats a lot of kale. Yeah, he has a supermodel wife who makes more money a year than he does. Yeah, he was denied an Academy Award twice for Ted and Ted 2. But you're going to drop him to number three right now? Rivers at four. And I agree with them. He's playing some of the best ball of his career. Russell Wilson at five. He's done, knocked out by the Cowboys today. Andrew Luck at six. Unbelievable comeback for Luck. As CBSSports.com says, he'll be the comeback player of the year. Also, they have all these new analytics. DVOA, QBR, DYAR. You know what I like? A DVR. Goff at seven. These are ranking all the 12 playoff quarterbacks. Texans' Deshaun Watson at eight. Behind the worst offensive line in football, he was sacked a league high 62 times, and they still went 11-5. He had an amazing year. And you watched Indy just eat up that Texans' offensive line today. Dak Prescott at nine, Foles at 10, Mitchell Trubisky. And what I say in talking about the Bears, and they open up with the Eagles later today, Eastern time in Chicago. Can you take an inexperienced quarterback second year in the league, and can you ride him to the Super Bowl? You can with that defense. In my mind, you can. And they have Lamar Jackson ranked 12th. They say it's not an insult. When he took over as the starter for the Ravens, they were 4-5. They won six of their last seven. And remember, that only loss was a game that they should have won. And Mahomes made a couple of miracle throws in Kansas City, and the Chiefs won in OT. How do you rank Brady third? I know Mahomes is going to be the MVP, but man, you know, your playoff resume is what defines you as a superstar in my mind. Any sport, your playoff resume. It's kind of like Saban, Clemson, Alabama, Monday night. What defines Saban? It would be his postseason resume and championships, which come in postseason and SEC title games and BCS championships and now college football playoff titles. Why am I liking Clemson to give them more of a game? A lot of people are like, well, you got Lawrence. He's not mobile like Murray. The Alabama defense is going to eat him up. I love the Clemson defense. Clemson's made me a believer. I'll make my pick later in the broadcast. I think that game Monday night out in Santa Clara, California, where they're having a tough time selling tickets. Well, they plan in advance. In Santa Clara, that area, you know, even with Stanford and you get Cal, it's not a big, rabid college football area. Yeah, it's Niners, NFL, Oakland, a lot of history, tradition there. Stanford's had a couple of nice runs. Cal's had their moments. It's not the right spot. It's not for the college football playoff championship. You have all these dome stadiums. You have all these hotbeds of college football. Put it there. You know, I mean, leave it in a permanent spot. But they're trying to keep everybody happy and people bid and they want all the fans. And then you luck out and you get two teams from the Southeast, Clemson and Alabama. And I know some will say, well, see, this proves you can't have expanded playoffs. The people can't travel. All right, well, then you do the first round at home. And you get a home field advantage for having a great season. What's wrong with that? They will expand it. Trust me, next deal, it will go to eight teams. And right there, 8 to 12 and maybe first round buys. And someday you'll see 16. They'll never go to 24. That they use like at the lower NCAA levels. Let's go out to the audience. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night the Huge Show on Facebook. Questions of the night. Who wins the AFC? Who wins the NFC? And where is Antonio Brown playing this fall? Chuck in Miami. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, what's up, Huge?
How you doing, C?
We're going to go with Kansas City in the AFC, right, because of Mahone, and then in the NFC. We're just going to see if the NFC is like a toss-up. I can't really call it. I can't call it NFC.
I've had a tough time with the NFC, too, because I look at the Bears' defense. Something about the Saints towards the end where they didn't seem to be the same team, and I think just a long season wears on somebody, and Breeze is up there in years. But then you look at Breeze and Brady, they're still amazing. I'm having a tough time picking the NFC. I want to pick the Bears because of their defense.
Yeah, what I wanted to ask you, though, because you was talking earlier about John Gruden and how he came and how he kind of got rid of, like, his big three with Carr, Cooper, and Khalil. And then you were saying the same thing that they did in Detroit with Ndamukong Suh, Calvin Johnson, and they had the Matt Stafford. Like, so in Miami, we had Adam Gase, and, you know, our big three wasn't as big, but we had Jarvis Landry, Ndamukong Suh, and Jay Ajayi when he was ripping off these 200-yard games. And then we have our genius quarterback whisperer coach, Adam Gase, who came in as like he was going to change the program. And that first year with those three guys, he went to the playoff. The second year, he kind of got rid of all those guys, and we've been having a bum luck ever since. Like, he's doing the same thing. So I'm saying he got fired, of course, because the team kind of quit on him. They just wasn't playing for him, and he was like an arrogant guy every time he came to the podium. But now I'm seeing that he's getting, like, interview requests all over the league for, like, these coaching vacancies. And I wanted to know what you thought. What was the national outlook on Miami, and what you thought about that with Gase? What do you think about Gase and coaches that just this revolving door of coaches, same coaches, different teams? Getting the same result, getting fired in the next 2-3 years.
Oh, Chuck, thanks for the great call in Miami. It's all just retreads because you've been a coach. Somebody's going to give you a shot because you've been a coordinator or a coach. You're going to be able to be elevated. And I heard a great discussion, I think maybe it was on CBS, where they need to go after these college coaches. But then how many, you know, Saban is a better college coach than he was in the NFL, didn't fare well with the Dolphins. Spurrier was better in his heyday at Florida, wasn't great, he was okay with the Redskins. How many have made that jump in the NFL? I'm not talking like Brad Stevens and what he did in the NBA. even though the Celtics need to get healthy. But I'm looking at, you know, Jim Caldwell was ran out because 9-7 wasn't good enough in Detroit. The year after he's gone, Patricia's 6-10. Now Caldwell's had, like, what, 3 interviews? Look at the pool of available coaches. Well, look at that pool. There isn't a rush for the guy. And the Matt Rhule and the Jets conversation, I think the NFL ownership is going to look longer at coaches running high-tempo offenses based on follow the leader after you watch what Pat Mahomes has done. He ran the air raid offense at Texas Tech, and look at him now with Kansas City, home field advantage. You know, look at Trubisky. But Nagy made him, you know. Nagy gets all the credit. The defense, his coaching staff, I get it, man. But his play calling, his ability to just movement, misdirection, not make the offense revolve around Trubisky. But now when you get to the playoffs, the pressure, will these young quarterbacks perform? I think, you know, Kyle, you know, look at Lincoln Riley's name. Originally was brought up, like, you know, with Rodgers. I told you earlier, I don't like McCarthy to the Browns. I don't. I would stay with Williams. They had some fire, some life, some passion. They got, you know, for some reason, Hugh Jackson never wanted to run Nick Chubb. I was watching the Hard Knocks, and I could see, man, you need to run Chubb. Give Cleveland Chubb. And then Mayfield is just amazing. He's like Joe Willie Namath. He's a leader. He's fiery. He's cocky. You know, look at Lamar Jackson. Look at these young quarterbacks. So these young quarterbacks are all being developed in these college programs. So if you're the NFL owners, why aren't you going and getting these guys? Now, when you say these guys, Lincoln Riley's not going anywhere. Oklahoma, I was watching an Under Armour game. They have a ton of recruits coming in. It's amazing. I'm watching an Under Armour high school all-star game, and I'm like, these are high school kids? These are kids still in high school. Yeah, some have enrolled or will enroll as early signees, but I'm like, look at the quality of offense. Look at what they're running. And I'm thinking, I'm watching NFL teams who don't know what they're doing. And I'm watching high school all-stars in the Under Armour All-American high school game. Amazing QB play, receivers, motion. That's where the NFL is going. That's where I think the coaching pool will be. You want to join us live across North America? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and on Facebook, like us. Just search Saturday Night Huge Show.